Editor's note: for the next few weeks, this column will feature this year's recipients of the Order of Collingwood. His life mantra is healthy body, healthy mind. For this week's edition of People of Collingwood, we spoke with Dr. John Miller, 53, dentist, co-founder of the Rainbow Club of South Georgian Bay and recipient of the Order of Collingwood. Q. Where did you grow up? A. I grew up in a small town called McTeer, which is about a half hour south of Parry Sound. Q. Where did you go to school? A. I went to Parry Sound High School. Then, I went to the University of Western Ontario and did an Honours Bachelor of Science and Physiology degree. I got into dentistry, and that was another 4 years there. I graduated in 1999. Q. Did you always know you wanted to be a dentist? A. Yes. I get asked this a lot. I was one of only two people in my class that always wanted to be a dentist. I was nicknamed Hermie in dental school. I wanted to help people, work with my hands, and I had a mentor growing up who was my dentist. It was a profession that always spoke to me. Q. When did you come to Collingwood, and why? A. I interviewed all across Ontario when I graduated. I wanted to be in a small town. Athletics is something that's really big in my life. Tennis is one of my biggest passions. For me, that was something that had to be part of the community I was in. It's because of tennis I'm actually here in Collingwood. Q. When you got to Collingwood in 2000, what were your first impressions? A. I loved it. I had a choice of whether I wanted to establish myself in Barrie or Collingwood. Dr. Farrell Anderson was a big reason for that. I walked into his dental practice that was so well established. Hopefully, I'd like to say I've emulated the same thing. Everyone loved Farrell. He built his practice on relationships. All the staff respected him so much. In Barrie, it was the opposite. It was more like a numbers game. Right at the beginning, I knew I fit really well into that practice. Q. You were recently awarded with the Order of Collingwood. What is your volunteer experience that led to that nomination? A. I started by joining the Rotary Club of Collingwood, South Georgian Bay. I was with Rotary for 11 years. There are a number of things I did in Rotary, like I started the bursary program from students graduating from high school. I did some youth programming. I did a 2-year term on the Collingwood Downtown BIA board. Because my practice is right downtown, anybody who knows me knows if I have free time, I walk into businesses. I like to connect people. It's my favorite thing to do. I did that well and I got to be in the know about what was happening. I started an anti-bullying coalition where I brought together mental health experts, the OPP, etc. And just started the discussion about what we could do. That also connected me with a lot of people. As a gay man, I was inspired to co-found the Rainbow Club following an experience mentoring a gay youth whose parents were not accepting of his sexuality. He was contemplating suicide. I realized I could make a difference. Creating the Rainbow Club was something that was so needed. It opens a discussion about diversity. I'm not really shy. Seeing the flag and having a pride festival creates a safe place for a lot of people. I think we've done a really good job. Now, I'm kind of in the background of the pride festival. It's brought people forward to now carry on the torch. Q. Why was it important for you to give your time back in these ways? A. If you look around in the world right now, we are in the 2% of the population who are the wealthiest. Not just with money, but also in our way of life. When I'm having a bad day, I think about people, say, involved in the fires in Los Angeles who have lost so much. I think it's just part of my being. When you're given such fortunes in life, it's really important to give back. Q. What are your hobbies? A. My partner and my dog. We're working on the Pride Festival. My free time will be spent organizing. We just hired a new executive director for the Rainbow Club. I think you'll see a lot more initiatives come forward. Everyone on our board has a full-time job and is really busy. Creating a bigger board is going to be a focus this year. Also, fitness. Every day, I preach that to my staff. I had exercise incentive programs for my staff. I bought them activity watches. My mantra is, healthy body, healthy mind. Q. Is there anything else you want people in Collingwood to know about you? A. My favorite number is 6. For our feature people of Collingwood, we speak with interesting people who are either from or are contributing to the Collingwood community in some way, letting them tell their own stories in their own words. This feature runs on Collingwood Today every weekend. If you'd like to nominate or suggest someone to be featured in People of Collingwood, email Jessica at villagemedia.ca.